Hello and welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Veera Raghav. From the arrest of NewsClick editor-in-chief and after raids in the National Capital Region to the ground situation in Nanded in Maharashtra and the battle for Telangana, all lined up over the next 60 minutes. We'll also have a special focus on India's medal run at the Asian Games. But first, news website NewsClick's editor-in-chief Prabir Purkayastha and its HR head Amit Chakravarti have been arrested by the Delhi police. The arrest is culmination of an early morning raid on 46 journalists, activists and even a comedian linked to NewsClick, many of whom spent the rest of the day being questioned by the authorities. Several of their homes, including that of Prabir Purkayastha, were raided this morning. Electronic devices from their homes were seized by the authorities. Many of them were taken in for questioning by the authorities, which concluded this evening, after which Prabir Purkayastha was arrested. Remember, cases under the stringent UAPA were filed by the Delhi police against the website in August 2023. All this is linked to allegations of foreign funding and running of Chinese propaganda against the website, which is being probed by the Enforcement Directorate since 2021. The FIR filed by the Delhi police was on the basis of information we gather, shared by the Enforcement Directorate. So what do we know so far? Searches, as we mentioned, were conducted in several locations across the National Capital Region. The sections of the UAPA invoked in that FIR, extremely serious, and that's added to concern amongst organizations that represent journalists. While the ED was probing the website since 2021, it was the much-publicized New York Times report on global Chinese funding that preceded this bout of action. The NYT investigation claimed that NewsClick had received funding from controversial US-based millionaire Neville Roy Singham, who allegedly worked closely with the Chinese government propaganda machine and influenced NewsClick to, quote-unquote, sprinkle Chinese propaganda. NYT report in August 2023 as part of a global investigation. Neville Roy Singham is from Sri Lankan origin and is alleged to fund propaganda groups through American non-profit organizations. He's a known socialist benefactor of far-left causes around the world. He was the focus of the NYT investigation. Soon after the NYT report, NewsClick editor Purkayastha had dismissed the allegations as false and misleading. Delhi High Court had also granted interim protection to officials of the company. The invocation of UAPA, as I mentioned, and the raids and questioning has led to sharp reactions from the Press Club of India, the Editors Guild and other organizations representing journalists. The Press Club said in a statement that it was, and I quote, deeply concerned about multiple raids and that it stands in solidarity with the journalists. The Editors Guild declared it as, quote, yet another attempt to muzzle the media. The opposition INDIA Alliance also hit out at the BJP in a strongly worded statement condemning the raids. It said it stands in solidarity with the journalists and alleged that BJP has persecuted and suppressed the media in the last 9 years. However, the government defended the decision. Meanwhile, INB Minister Anurag Thakur has reacted on the raids, saying agencies are free to search under set guidelines.
देखिए मुझे जस्टिफाई करने की जरूरत नहीं है अगर किसी ने गलत किया है तो उसके ऊपर जांच एजेंसियां काम करती हैं और ये कहीं नहीं लिखा कि आपके पास अगर गलत तरीके से पैसा आया होगा आपत्तिजनक कोई कार्य होगा तो उसके ऊपर कोई जांच एजेंसी कार्रवाई नहीं कर सकती जांच एजेंसियां स्वतंत्र हैं वो अपनी कार्रवाई नियमों को देखकर करती हैं
मैं समझता हूं इससे ज्यादा दुर्भाग्यपूर्ण और दुर्भावनापूर्ण कार्रवाई ठीक गांधी जयंती के पश्चात कोई नहीं हो सकती थी क्यों कह रहे हैं आप दिल्ली पुलिस गृह मंत्री के अंदर है उनकी मर्जी के बगैर पत्ता हिलता है जो लोग आपसे सवाल पूछें जो आपकी भजन मंडली में शामिल होने से इनकार करते हैं आप उनके साथ ये आपका स्टैंडर्ड ऑपरेटिंग प्रोसीजर हो गया एक फासिस्ट स्टेट की जितनी उसके अवयव होते हैं सब आप में विद्यमान है क्या नजीर पेश कर रहे हैं आप
Joining us this evening, senior journalists Neetja Chaudhary and Sanjay Singh, but also my colleague Arvind Gunashekar, who's been tracking this case very closely. Arvind, first, bring us up to date on the developments so far and what are you hearing from the authorities?
Veera, the Delhi police has arrested Prabir Purkayastha, who's the founder and editor-in-chief of portal NewsClick, along with Amit Chakravarti, according to our sources, that he is the HR head of news portal NewsClick. So both these individuals
by the Delhi police after a day-long searches and questioning in connection with an UAPA case. The Delhi police on August 17th registered a UAPA case based on an information that was shared by the Enforcement Directorate, and then the agency has named NewsClick along with its founder as accused in this particular FIR. So what we are being told is that after registration of FIR on August 17th, today morning the agency conducted searches at around at the premises of 46 individuals, all linked or associated with a NewsClick organization. So what we are being told is that of these 46 individuals, almost 9 are women journalists. All these 46 individuals were searched. Their electronic devices have been seized by the agency, and then almost 7 journalists were taken to the special cell police station for further questioning. And at the end of the day, 2 individuals, Parbir Purkayasta along with Amit Chakravarti, both of them have been arrested by Delhi police. But what is this case? So what we are being told is that the Enforcement Directorate shared some information with the Delhi police, and based on that, Delhi police registered the FIR. But what is the information? What we are being told is that during a span of 3 years, NewsClick received almost 38 crore from entities, US-based entities, but according to Enforcement Directorate, those entities are somehow connected with Chinese entities. So almost 38 crores was received by NewsClick in a span of 3 years, allegedly received in a span of 3 years. Of this 38 crore, according to the Enforcement Directorate, 9 crore was received as foreign direct investment. And this particular foreign direct investment, according to the Enforcement Directorate, it was received through inflating the share price of NewsClick. That's the first allegation. The second allegation is that remaining 29 crore was received as part of export services. That means, according to the Enforcement Directorate, NewsClick gave some bills for exporting some services to companies in US, and they had received almost 29 crore. And that's where the Enforcement Directorate is accounting this 38 crore. And all this 38 crore has been spent by NewsClick. But now the end use of this 38 crore is currently under the investigation. And that's where all those people who have received some kind of fees, funds from a NewsClick as salaries or as remunerations, all those people have been brought under investigation. But the question is, how did UAPA come in this particular case is something that the legal experts who are defending the accused in this particular case are raising. Though the Delhi police is saying that these funds have been used to propagate pro-Chinese views in this particular news portal, but the police sources maintain this as a big allegation, but the defense lawyers are questioning, but where is the UAPA? Because if you could see the 5 sections under UAPA that have been invoked, section 13 of UAPA, section 16, section 17, section 18, and section 22C of UAPA, all these are serious sections. These sections, section 13 amounts to terrorist act, section 16 amounts to terrorist act, section 17 is terror funding, section 18 is again criminal conspiracy, section 22C is offense by companies or trust under the UAPA. So all these are terror funding case, and that's where the defense lawyers are raising this question. Even if they had inflated the price, share price, and they had received almost 9 crore through FDA and again 29 crore through export services, even in that particular case is just a case of financial irregularity. How did the Delhi police invoke UAPA, the anti-terror law, is something that the defense lawyers are raising here.
Well, that's an important question. Neerja Chaudhary, your first reactions.
My first reaction, if I would say, early morning raids against known journalists, senior journalists, brought under the terror law, anti-terror law, for allegedly indulging in terrorist activities since UAPA has been invoked. It's in the national capital, not in some remote corner of the country. And all these are journalists who've been known critics of the government. What does one make of it? It causes an immense sense of worry about where we are headed. And also, what is the message that government is trying to send to the rest of the media? It's not at all a very happy phenomenon or a development that's taken place. And, illegalities may be there. All that needs to be gone into, can be gone into. But this goes beyond the illegalities. This is clearly a message to the media.
Sanjay Singh?
See, this presumption of innocence, because somebody is a senior journalist and a well-known journalist, because he or she is a journalist, I think we should avoid getting into these kind of presumptions. This has happened with some people involved in other cases. where so many respected historians and somebody else came to declare their innocence because they knew them. And therefore, but the court was not charitable to them. So therefore, at this point in time, when investigation is on, and something must have been there, because this investigation is going on for 3 years, I would say that presumption of innocence, somebody because had been writing here, writing there, somebody is known in a journalistic circle because Press Club of India or EZI has said something, I think that would not be a fair thing to come to a conclusion.
So the one question that's been raised, Sanjay, is about by press organizations, whether it's the Press Club or the Editors Guild, is about the use of UAPA.
The problem is Editor Guild does not respond to whatever happens in other parts of the country. Some very some situations which are very disturbing. Say, for instance, the killing of a journalist in Bihar. A YouTuber arrested on some charges. Again, Bihar police, five policemen fired in Bihar just because that particular YouTuber said something. There are other cases against people where then the EGI goes completely silent. Then there is a substantive case against somebody in Jammu and Kashmir because somebody was running a portal. And also there is substantive allegations, charges leveled by security agencies that the editor of that particular portal had links and was an active member of something. But then jumping immediately to conclusion by EGI and Press Club of India on several such cases, I think you, just because somebody is a journalist, just because somebody is running a news portal, if their kind of funding is dubious, coming from dubious sources, and we know that this is happening, this is something that is not a fairy tale story or flimsy story, this is happening. This particular case or not, or the other case or not, that is a different story altogether. That is part of an investigation that will go in court of law. But I think there is also a tendency because somebody is a journalist, somebody runs a portal or associated with a news organization with certain set of ideas, certain set of ideologies, certain set of agendas, and therefore they should be treated as sacrosanct. I think that presumption is slightly fallacious.
So I think it's Neerja Chaudhary, would you like to respond to that?
Look, I'm not saying journalists should be above the law. But journalists do show the mirror to the government. Journalists do want to make governments accountable. We might as well set up a shop otherwise, if this is not our job. So if you criticize, now I don't know whether these journalists were defending China, speaking on behalf of China, the kind of money that came in, I don't know. And obviously the agencies need to go into it if they've been working on it for the last 3 years. But terror, spreading terrorists, inciting people to violence, is there any evidence of that? These are very senior people, eminent in their own fields. And unless there's hard evidence, do move. And we are supposed to be a vibrant democracy. We are proud of that vibrant democracy. I personally feel very saddened today.
Sanjay, it's purely the nature of the charges that have been brought that seems to have, provoked very strong reactions. It's not the sheer fact that they should be probed.
See, I'm not sure about the charges that have been framed against them, not framed as yet, because so far this is only an FIR. The police on certain occasions oversteps that part is taken from whatever the permissible legalities or case as they stand to be. But I'm not sure which particular and how amended the UAPA is going to apply in this particular case. Therefore, I would not comment on that part on sections included in the FIR. I'm not sure about that.
Okay. Okay, thank you too for joining us, sharing your points of view. It's very strong points of view that's out here. We'll have to keep a close watch on that case. We'll bring you the latest on this. We'll just shift focus now to the other big focus this evening. Alarming number of deaths over the last 48 hours in Maharashtra's Nanded District Hospital. 31 people have died over the last 48 hours, 7 in the last 24 hours. 16 of those who lost their lives were infants, and 71 patients are believed to be critical in that hospital. There's no official word yet on the exact causes. While it was suspected that there was a severe shortage of facilities and medicines which had led to these deaths, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde claims that there is no lack of medicines. Meanwhile, after a widespread outrage, a 3-member panel has been sent to the hospital to study the situation. And the dean of the hospital was even made to clean the dirty toilets to send out an impression of action. While all that optics played out there is still no clarity on the causes, and families of the victims and those who are in the hospital are demanding answers.
नांदेड़ हॉस्पिटल की जो दुर्घटना है सरकार ने गंभीरता से ली हुई है और सुबह ही मैंने दोनों सेक्रेटरी को बुलाया था, उनसे प्राथमिक जानकारी ली हुई है। अस्पताल में मेडिसिन बिल्कुल पूरी तरह जितना आवश्यक है उतना वहाँ पर था, डॉक्टर और स्टाफ वहाँ पर मौजूद थे। जो घटना हुई है वो दुर्भाग्यपूर्ण है, इसकी जांच होगी और कार्रवाई हो जाएगी, और सरकार ने इसे गंभीरता से लिए इसलिए क्योंकि वहाँ पर हमारे जो मंत्री है और सेक्रेटरी है वहाँ पर उनको तत्काल वहाँ पर भेजा है, और इसके बाद इसकी पूरी जो आवश्यक जानकारी है वो प्राप्त हो जाएगी।
अशोक चौहान जी ने इसमें राजकारण करना नहीं चाहिए, वो वहाँ के लोक प्रतिनिधि हैं, उनके इलाके में ये हॉस्पिटल आता है, उनकी भी जिम्मेदारी बनती है। जैसा विपक्ष सत्ता की लोगों की जिम्मेदारी बनती है वैसा विपक्ष की भी जिम्मेदारी बनती है। इसमें राजकारण नहीं लाते हुए ये सभी हॉस्पिटल्स में कि आखिरी वक्त में लोग आते हैं इसीलिए ऐसा होता है, ऐसा उनका कहना है। हमारे डॉक्टर लोगों का प्रत्येक मृत्यु की हम जांच करेंगे।
सर, कैबिनेट आज है, सीएम डीसीएम को ब्रीफ किया है आपने इस मुद्दे को,
किया है मैंने,
तो उनकी तरफ से कुछ आपने कहा?
मुझे जाने के लिए बोला है, मैं वहां कर जाऊंगा और डॉक्टर लोगों की एक समिति नियुक्त की जाएगी।
दुखद बात है कि नांदेड़ वाली घटना में 31 लोगों की जो मौत हुई है उसमें 16 नवजात शिशुओं की मौत हुई। जवाब देने वाला कोई नहीं। क्या इन्हीं दिनों के लिए हम सरकारों को चुनते हैं, हम मंत्रियों को चुनते हैं? क्या कहें, हे ईश्वर हमारे राज्य को बचा लीजिए ईश्वर।
Meanwhile, as I mentioned, the dean of that hospital was asked to clean the toilets which were dirty there. That's sending out a message of action there. However, that may not be enough to understand the real causes of what happened there, and there would need to be a thorough investigation. Meanwhile, it's not just in Nanded. About 12 patients died in the government hospital at Aurangabad in the last 24 hours, according to reports. Of these, 4 were brought dead to the hospital, according to reports. 8 patients died in the hospital. These include deaths of two newborns. There was a premature birth as well. The babies weighed about 1.3 kilogram. The dean of the hospital said that around 2,000 patients are admitted in the hospital and around 200 of them are admitted on a daily basis, and many in serious conditions. Given their critical condition, there is no major disparity between the number of deaths to the total number of admissions, according to the dean at the Aurangabad hospital. The news of medicine shortage, he claimed, was not true. My NDTV's Pooja Bharadwaj joins us live from Nanded. Pooja, give us a sense of A, what went wrong there, and B, what's being done right now, and also the voices of the families of those who are there, who are admitted in the hospital.
जी बिल्कुल, नांदेड़ के सरकारी अस्पताल में हम मौजूद हैं और देर रात भी आप देखें यहाँ पर परिजनों का जमावड़ा है, बेहद निराश। अब से कुछ देर पहले काफी परिजन यहाँ पर हमसे बात भी कर रहे थे, अभी भी कुछ मौजूद हैं और कुछ पर्चियां हमें दिखा रहे हैं और ये बता रहे हैं किस तरह से अस्पताल की ओर से इन्हें बाहर भेजा जा रहा है दवाइयों के लिए। इनका कहना है कि एक एक रुपए की दवाई भी ये बाहर से ही खरीद रहे हैं, इस अस्पताल में मौजूद नहीं है। रक्त जाँच हो या फिर MRI हो, ऐसे तमाम जाँच जो अस्पतालों में से बड़े अस्पतालों में होती है, क्योंकि अगर क्रिटिकल पेशेंट हैं तो उन्हें आप बाहर किस तरह से ले जाएंगे, ऐसे में अस्पतालों में सुविधा तो होती ही है, लेकिन यहाँ पर वो सुविधा भी नहीं मिल रही है। उन जांच के लिए भी इन्हें बाहर जाना पड़ रहा है और ऐसे में एक एक मिनट का वो सुनहरा समय जहाँ पर बचाया जा सकता है किसी भी क्रिटिकल मरीज को, गंभीर मरीज को, यहाँ पर वो स्थिति गंभीर होती जा रही है जो तंदुरुस्त मरीज हैं उनके भी। सर, आपकी क्या यहाँ पर शिकायत है, आप दिखा रहे थे कुछ? जी
हम दवाखाने में आए थे तो हमको हाँ। चिट्ठी निकाले तो इसमें
कौन भर्ती है आपका यहाँ
आपका एक बच्चा बीमार है हाँ। और मैं भी बीमार हूँ तो उस वास्ते हम चिट्ठी निकालते मेरे वास्ते तो मेरे को ये दवा बाहर से बुला रहे इसमें बोल रहे 1000 रुपए दवा को लग रहे तो इसको 3 महीने सतत लेना पड़ता करके अब 3 महीने हम 1000 रुपए महीने बोले तो मिनिमम 3 महीने कहाँ से लाना पैसा हम बोल रहे कि वहाँ यहाँ इतना बड़ा दवाखाना है अशोक राव चौहान का वो किसका होगा समझो हमको लेना देना नहीं हमको जो गरीब लोगों की जो सुविधा मिलने की है वो मिलने को होना ऐसा ऐसे ऐसे एक 24 घंटे में 34 आदमी दगा के गए इसमें तो हमारा हम भी दगाने वाले हम भी वो सोच लिया हमको नई दवा मिलेंगी तो हम भी वो करने वाले हैं हम कहाँ से लाएंगे 3000 रुपए 3 महीने की दवा खाने के वास्ते हम बूढ़े आदमी हो गए आप कहाँ से लाना
आप बाहर से दवा नहीं ले नहीं
नहीं नहीं, 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 नहीं लिया
कैसे इलाज होगा
अब क्या है वो अब वो हमारी तकलीफ हम कुछ मालूम वो अब क्या बोलना उसको हाँ पैसे नहीं है तो कहाँ से लाना पैसे नहीं है तो कहाँ से लाना
क्या करते हैं
अब क्या करना मरना पड़ेगा उसको दवा नहीं मिली तो मरना पड़ेगा अब इतना बड़ा दवाखाना है कोट्यवधि रुपये का दवाखाना है इसमें पायखाने में पानी की सुविधा सुधा नहीं यहाँ का मंत्री है क्या कर रहे हैं समिति वाले लोग क्या कर रहे होंगे वो पानी तो होना कि नहीं बाथरूम में जाने के वास्ते आप यहाँ कम से कम 2000-3000 रोज की दवा लोका ले जाती और उसमें बाथरूम में पानी सुधा नहीं
ये आपकी तकलीफ एक बार दर्शकों
तो दवा तो मिल रही नहीं
क्योंकि ये बहुत बड़ी बात आप कह रहे हैं कि आप दवा खरीदने के बिल्कुल नहीं, भी नहीं, इस वक्त उस कंडीशन में नहीं है तो आप इलाज ही नहीं करा पाएंगे
नहीं करेंगे हाँ मर जाएंगे
आपके बच्चे को क्या हुआ
बच्चा आप बीमार है उसके वास्ते आप ये दवा लेने गुजार
क्या कौन सी बीमारी है
वो उसको कैल्शियम है क्या हो गया नंडे में गाठी आ गई
पूजा
छाता दुख रहा उसका ब्लड लिया उसकी वो सोनोग्राफी करे जब क्या क्या करेगी उसने अब ये दवा बाहर से ला करके बोले उसने
जांच हुई है आपके बच्चे की
हो
ठीक है हाँ, जी
पूजा मच ऑफ दिस इज इन जनरल गवर्नमेंट हॉस्पिटल्स एंड डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स इन सेवरल पार्ट्स ऑफ द कंट्री हैव you know are in a desperate state but is there something exceptional something really wrong that happened over the last 24 48 hours reporting that number of deaths
जी देखिए इसके पीछे कुछ बहुत ही ज़रूरी कारण है वो आपको मैं बता दूं 2 महीने में महाराष्ट्र में बताया जा रहा है कि 300 से ज़्यादा जो डॉक्टर्स हैं उन्हें ट्रांसफ़र किया गया है जो कि अभी तक ऐसा कभी हुआ नहीं है डॉक्टरों का ट्रांसफ़र इस तरह से कभी हुआ नहीं लेकिन महाराष्ट्र में आप समझें कि जिस अस्पताल में या जिस जगह पर एक मरीज़ का कनेक्शन डॉक्टर से होता है और उस वजह से उस अस्पताल में जाता है इलाज कराने के लिए अचानक से वो डॉक्टर जहाँ पर 20 साल से 25 साल से मरीजों को देख रहा हो उसका कहीं और ट्रांसफ़र हो जाता है तो ये जो अचानक से तब्दीलियां बीते 2 महीने में हुई हैं तमाम सरकारी अस्पतालों में स्वास्थ्य व्यवस्था उसकी वजह से भी चरमराई है दवाइयों की जो खरीदी है वो भी बीते कुछ महीने में बहुत ज्यादा उसमें भी हम देख रहे हैं कि गड़बड़ियां हुई हैं कई करोड़ की दवाइयां हैं जो बताया जा रहा है सरकारी अस्पतालों की तरफ से जिसकी मांग की गई है लेकिन वो उन तक पहुंचा नहीं है कहीं कहीं पर बताया जा रहा है कि बजट सैंक्शन को लेकर समस्या है तो डीन की आप पहली बाइट देखें पहला बयान देखें तो वहां पर दो चीजें साफ होती है कि दवाई की कमी अस्पतालों में और दूसरा स्टाफ की कमी और कुछ बाद में भले ही वो बयान बदल दिए गए हों सरकार की तरफ से लगातार कहा जा रहा है कि 100 से ज्यादा दवाइयां अवेलेबल हैं अस्पतालों में लेकिन यहां आप देखें किस तरह से ये बता रही है बहुत ही बड़ी बात कह रही है ये कह रही है कि हम अब इलाज ही नहीं कराएंगे हम ऐसे ही मर जाएंगे क्योंकि मेरे पास पैसे नहीं है दवा खरीदने के लिए 1000 रुपए की दवा मैं कहां से लाऊं तो सरकारी अस्पतालों में आप देखें आर्थिक रूप से कमजोर मरीज ही पहुंचते हैं इलाज के लिए और वहां पर अगर दवाई ना हो वहां पर अगर जांच ना हो सके तो फिर वो जाएंगे कहां क्योंकि अगर प्राइवेट अस्पताल में भी कोई मरीज होता है वहां पर लाखों हजारों रुपए खर्च हो जाते उसके बाद उनके पास आखिरी सहारा सरकारी अस्पताल बचता है और यहां पर भी अगर इस तरह से पैसे खर्च की बात हो रही है दूसरी बात स्टाफ की बहुत ज्यादा कमी है एक एक नर्स पर 60 से 80 मरीजों का भार है वो भी बताया जा रहा है मरीज के परिजन कह रहे हैं कि हमें कहा जाता है सलाइन लगा दो हमें कहा जाता है कि वहां पर झाड़ू लगा दो तो स्टाफ की इतनी कमी है कि सफाई भी जो परिजन है वो कर रहे हैं दवाई जो देखभाल होती है मरीज की वो भी परिजन कर रहे हैं तो ये बहुत बड़ी समस्या है एक स्थानीय पत्रकार हमारे साथ है यहाँ पे 20 साल से नांदेड़ को समझ रहे हैं सर आपने एक और बात बताई थी कि जो ट्रेनी डॉक्टर्स हैं उन्हीं पर पूरी तरह से भार है सीनियर डॉक्टर्स की कमी है ये यहाँ पर क्या संख्या है ऐसे डॉक्टर्स की जो सीनियर डॉक्टर्स की
देखिए यहाँ पर है 22 डिपार्टमेंट अलग अलग हर एक डिपार्टमेंट का एक एचओडी इस तरह से मतलब ये 22 एचओडी हो गए जिनको हम सीनियर कह सकते हैं मतलब प्रोफेसर एसोसिएट प्रोफेसर उसके बाद में जो लोग हैं वो उनकी संख्या बहुत कम है सिर्फ एमबीबीएस वाले स्टूडेंट और जो एमडी
तो
वाले जो
पर ही पूरा ट्रेनी
डॉक्टर के ऊपर ही पूरा
और एक एक ट्रेनी डॉक्टर जैसा कि बता रहे हैं हमें कैमरे पे तो वो बात नहीं कर सकते लेकिन एक एक ट्रेनी डॉक्टर यहाँ पर लगातार 3 दिन तक काम कर रहे हैं तो उनकी क्या कंडीशन है आप वो भी सोच सकते हैं.
ओके इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट्स दैट यू आर मेकिंग देयर यू आर सेइंग वन देयर इज अ शॉर्टेज ऑफ डॉक्टर्स देयर इज अ शॉर्टेज ऑफ मेडिसिन्स देयर हैव बीन डॉक्टर्स ट्रांसफर्स व्हिच हैव रिजल्टेड इन अ लॉट ऑफ केओस इन टर्म्स ऑफ फंक्शनिंग देयर इज अ शॉर्टेज ऑफ हॉस्पिटल स्टाफ एज़ वेल यू बिलीव दैट ऑल दीज रीजंस इज द reason why you had such a high death rate over the last 48 hours there. We'll wait for that 3-member fact-finding report as well to come, but important that point brings focus on the state of government hospitals in Maharashtra's districts. Now to the big political flashpoint in Telangana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a startling claim at an election rally in the state. He claimed that Bharatiya Rashtriya Samiti chief K. Chandrasekhar Rao had reached out to him to join the National Democratic Alliance, but that he refused. The BRS hit back with KCR's son and Minister K. T. Rama Rao strongly denying the allegations. The face-off well and truly sparks off a tussle ahead for the Telangana State Assembly elections. Remember, the BRS has positioned itself cautiously as equidistant from the BJP and the Congress and is battling both the parties in a 3-cornered assembly poll.
हम भी एनडीए का हिस्सा बनना चाहते हैं. आप हमें एनडीए में शामिल कर दीजिए. मैंने कहा आगे क्या? बोले हैदराबाद में म्युनिसिपल कॉरपोरेशन में हमारी मदद कर दीजिए. मैंने केसीआर को कहा आपके कारनामे ऐसे हैं मोदी आपके साथ जुड़ नहीं सकता है.
दिस प्राइम मिनिस्टर इज सो इनकंसिस्टेंट. ही सेज ऑन द वन हैंड बीआरएस हैज फंडेड कांग्रेस इन कर्नाटका एंड ही सेज दैट ही हैज नॉट अलाउड अस इंटू एनडीए. हमें कोई पागल कुत्ता ने काटा है क्या कि एनडीए में हम जाके शामिल हो जाएं? आज पूरे के पूरे पार्टी आपको एनडीए को छोड़ के बाहर जा रहे हैं. आपको अगर आप देखेंगे शिवसेना छोड़ के गई, आपको जनता दल यू आपको छोड़ के गई है, तेलुगु देशम आपको छोड़ के गई है, शिरोमणि अकाली दल आपको छोड़ के गई है. साथ है कौन आपके? सीबीआई, ईडी, आईटी, इनके अलावा है कौन आपके एनडीए में?
Well, the battle for Telangana has begun well and truly. Joining us this evening, Sridhar Reddy of the BRS, Rachna Reddy of the BJP in Telangana, Ram Mohan Reddy, spokesperson of the Congress. 3 Reddys ready for battle in Telangana. My first question to you, Sridhar Reddy, your first response to what the Prime Minister has said, it seems to be hitting at BRS's positioning of trying to be equidistant from the BJP and the Congress, as the Congress in the past has accused the BRS of being a BJP B team.
First, you know, I want to tell you that we never expected the Prime Minister to stoop to this level. And, you know, speaking blatant lies. Other day in Mahabubnagar, he was lying on the loan waiver that we have done in the state. Today, he speaks about KCRG reaching out to Prime Minister to join in NDA. It's a blatant lie. Why do we join them? We are a strong party in Telangana. More than 95% public representatives from Panchayat to Parliament are our party members. And BJP has no space and no, you know, impact of BJP here. Why do we go? You know, these 2 rallies of him in Mahabubnagar and Nizamabad, both were utter failures. Seeing the poor response out of the frustration, Prime Minister is speaking lies. And, you know, it became a practice in Telangana for these 2 parties. BJP will say that, you know, we are supporting Congress or become a B or A team, whatever it is. And, you know, Congress says that we are a B team of BJP or A team of BJP. Why should we be a team of somebody? We are the A team of Telangana people. We have said many a times. We are the ultimate choice of Telangana people. And we are our leader, Sri KCR, in the past 9 years, has developed this state on par with any other, you know, better state in this country. And, We are actually the number one in the country in many welfare and development aspects. And Prime Minister speaking at this level is not to his stature, is completely condemnable. And we never expected, you know, Prime Minister coming 2 times in 3 days and speaking lies on a public forum.
Rachna Reddy, strong reaction from the BRS there. Does this then play out or suggest that the BJP's way forward is to pitch the Prime Minister against the Chief Minister?
here is what I'll say. The BRS does not have an answer. It is gobsmacked at this point of time, and it doesn't and it does not know what to do, because here the Prime Minister, if you've noticed one thing, the Prime Minister never says anything that he does not mean and that he does not absolutely surely know what he's doing. And when the Prime Minister says that this man, our Chief Minister, went to him and spoke to him, absolutely, that's his absolute nature. I mean, if he'll find your legs, he'll touch your legs. If he'll find your throat, he'll go for your throat. That's the nature of the Chief Minister of Telangana, Mr. Kalvakuntla Chandrasekhar Rao. And the Prime Minister also gave the situation in which this happened. That is the aftermath of the GHMC elections, when surprisingly for everyone and even for the Bharatiya Janata Party, we won 48 seats in the GHMC. So absolutely, the Kalvakuntla family is used to betraying, lying, cheating, defrauding people of Telangana for the last 9 years. And when BJP suddenly emerged as an alternative, as a possible alternative for the general elections in the GHMC elections itself 2 years back, PRS wanted to mend fences. Okay, now if we switch our goalposts and join the NDA, why not? I can continue with my looting, cheating, defrauding of Telangana, okay, where I'm completely decimate Telangana and deplete its resources and exchequer to such an extent that Telangana will never be able to cope back and to return back to power with them or without them. So absolutely. So, did KCR do it knowing KCR and knowing how his mind functions? Absolutely. I have no doubt that KCR must have gone to Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji and offered a white flag. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is the nature of the Chief Minister.
Please go ahead. But before you go ahead, I really need to get a quick response from the Congress as well. How are you viewing this, Mr. Ram Mohan Reddy, before I get into this BRS versus BJP face-off?
The hidden relationship between BJP and BRS stands exposed once again. See, through Prime Minister's address, we need to highlight 2 points. One, the intention of KCR to join NDA. And let us be very clear, and there should be a clarity to the public as well, that he had addressed about a meeting which had happened 3 years ago, that is prior to the GHMC elections. So what made Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hide these facts before Telangana people?
Because after the fact of the meeting.
And one more vital point. The point is, he himself exposed that, you know, most of the funds which are being given to Telangana are being looted by PRS leaders all these years. Now, people of Telangana are asking straight question. Being Honorable Prime Minister of this country, who is safeguarding BRS party from corruption? If you yourself is exposing the fact that these are the looters of government exchequer, then who is stopping them? Who is stopping BJP to take action against them? Why? Because there is a hidden supernatural force and a fevicol bonding between BJP and BRS.
Sridhar Reddy, fevicol bonding says
the Congress.
Congress
and the BRS.
Them out of the race. To push one, Congress is trying to push BJP out of the race, in which way they are not in the race. And, you know, BJP is doing the same. They know without taking the BRS name, they can't be in the news. So they go on doing the same baseless allegations for the past 9 years, which were never proven. And again, it is proved that we are the ultimate, you know, party in the Telangana. And BRS and KCR is the leader of this state. And number two, Prime Minister very dramatically has chosen the timing just to convince immediately after the, you know, GHMC elections. I want to remind them, immediately after the GHMC elections, after they got 48 seats, there was a election for the graduate MLC in which BRS has defeated the sitting BJP MLA. There are close to 42 constituencies and 3 districts.
Okay.
Out of which Hyderabad also was there. So, you know, what sort of lies are these? And you can go to any level to, you know, make a point, viewers. We don't have to have any alignment with either Congress or BJP. Both these parties are fighting for a distant second place, Mr. Veer Raghavan.
Okay, so I have a final question, and this is a question that defines every three-cornered battle in Indian electoral politics. And I'm going to go one by one. First to you, Sridhar Reddy, who is your enemy number one? Is it the Congress or the BJP? A, and B, post the assembly election, does this reflect that the BRS needs to take a stand, either this or that? You can't go on your own.
See, these two parties are not at all competitors to us in Telangana state. We are the ultimate choice of the people of Telangana. They are fighting a distant second position. And your second question, we don't have to toe the line of either Congress alliance or BJP alliance. We strongly believe this country is wanting a strong alternative for BJP government today, and we'll work towards it. There are many political parties which are not aligned even today with both India alliance and NDA. So we have our own way, we have our own way of thinking on this particular issue. Okay. In a very short notice, we will also take it forward. Okay, what sort of alliance, you know, alternative we are going to put forward before this country.
Rachna Reddy, finally, your enemy number one.
In his statements, you know, once again, Honorable Prime Minister insulted the people of Telangana. He was saying, one Gujarati ka beta has given Azadi to this Telangana. Another Gujarati beta has come to develop us. Separate, you know, we fought for separate state of Telangana for self-rule, and under the leadership of Sri KCR, this state has developed so much in the past 9 years. We don't need your Gujarati guidance, sir. Your Gujarati model is a fake model, failure model. Okay. Entire country wanting you to step down. And you know, aap bolte hain Bharat Mata ki jai, abhi bolte hain Gujarat ka beta hun. So this is a matter of shame on the Prime Minister. At least now,
okay. Rachna Reddy, I'm running out of time. Rachna Reddy, very quickly, who is your enemy number one in Telangana? Last time, it was the BJP which won more.
Your time and my time. They're not in the race down in the state. Yeah.
Rachna Reddy, quickly.
You get one seat.
No, one second. Rachna Reddy, who is your enemy number one in Telangana?
Number one in Telangana is definitely the BRS party, and then a distant second is the Congress party. I'll tell you why. Because here, the BRS party and the anti-incumbent.
Okay, you're breaking up on your line.
Can you hear me?
Mr. Ram Mohan Reddy, your final response. Who is the number one enemy for the Congress? Yeah. Is it the BRS or the BJP in Telangana?
Sir, there is pretty good clarity on ground here in Telangana that TRS once transformed into BJP plus TRS equal to BRS. So both are one and the same. That is what I address. Like Fevicol bonding. And MMM is their extra player. Whenever they want, they will bring that into play.
This is ridiculous.
These three parties are working together to defeat Congress party here. There is so much of clarity here among the people. So Congress versus BRS, which is nothing but B team of BJP and MIM extra player.
Congress and the BRS in the no confidence motion, they have been hand in glove and in cahoots for the last 22 years.
All these statements will be tested in the electoral fields of Telangana as the state goes in for assembly elections. Remember, assembly election is one reality, a parliamentary election is another reality. It will be extremely interesting to watch how the political convolutions of Telangana evolve. Thank you, all three of you, for joining us this evening.